Underwater prospecting. We were out on Lake Superior, about 40 miles away from any nearest landmass. From here to Thunder Bay, our company had been hired to do some underwater prospecting. We were anchored at Superior Shoals. Good weather we were expecting. The captain of our chartered boat was an old retired fisherman. He had sailed this lake for all of his life, and he knew it like the back of his hand. He used to sail out of Rossport, which is about 40 miles from the shoals. From there he sailed all over the lake. The waves made his boat rock and roll. But back to the story I would like to tell. We were there to do some diving. From 40 feet down to 125. On the day that we were arriving, we were looking for native copper. There's a vein running under the lake bed, all the way from Wisconsin. In the bedrock, it is said. The first day we explored the shoals, using Aqualung scuba gear, we chipped off some good ore samples in water that was crystal clear. We dove down to 120 feet, but didn't stay there too long. We were using a no decompression table. There's trouble if you don't follow along. I could see the other diver from 75 feet, as plain as the nose on your face. You rarely have good visibility like this. It was the most, to say the least. There was white fungus on the rock bottom that picked up the available light. That's why the visibility was so good. It was kind of a beautiful sight. In the evening we took it easy. As we were sitting around on the boat, we relaxed and did some fishing for some Lake Superior trout. The fish would swim up from the depths, and they quickly attacked our bait. Lake Superior water is that nice and clear. We didn't have long to wait. The promoter in charge of the project was a big guy from the East Coast. He used to hit his head in the galley as he was making coffee and toast. The next day we used the hard hat gear Mark Versus from the U.S. Navy. I lowered the other diver down to 150 feet. Though the lake was a little bit wavy, he sent up some good samples of ore. Hammers and chisels were our tools to chip off the native copper in this gigantic swimming pool. The diver had to decompress before he could finish his dive. He had to stop at different levels and slowly at the surface arrive. The original plan was to build a mine if our samples were good enough grade. I'm not sure what happened to the mine, but I know we did get paid. So then it was time to sail back home. On a pea soup foggy morning, we finished our underwater prospecting. As the Lake Superior day was dawning. Bob Bartlett, North Bay.